Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a fine guest with us this half hour. His name is Dr. Chuck Nicholson. He is an agricultural economist with the UW-Madison Dairy Innovation Hub. I've been reading some of your nerdy papers, Chuck, and it is good fun. You're helping me scratch my nerd itch this Wednesday. So thank you for that. I will be reading more of Chuck's work. You can check it out. Just Google UW-Madison Dairy Innovation Hub. But let us translate, make it a little simpler for folks so they don't have to parse the econ lingo. And yes, everybody, yes, it is Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. The keyword this hour is sun, S-U-N. That is sun as in, boy, ain't it great to see the sun. I wish there was less wildfires because of all this pesky climate change clogging up my beautiful sun, S-U-N. You're going to want to text that in, not via the normal boring way. You got to text it in using the Civic Media app. You can get that app for free wherever you get your apps from. And for all of you people who somehow knew what the word was before I gave it, shame on you. Shame on you. We might even call you shirking. I don't know. There's some economics term for cheating that sounds much more interesting than cheating. Arbitrage, shirking behaviors. We've got words for everything that make no sense to regular people. But to help, again, to break it down, we got Dr. Nicholson. Thanks so much for sticking around, Chuck. Let's talk about the labor market and sort of like the 1-2 punch that is affecting the agricultural industry, specifically farmers and dairy farmers here in Wisconsin. Not only do you have this chaos, this uncertainty, this much higher expense, much lower appetite from the people that we sell our dairy products to buy them because it is reciprocal tariffs, hence a trade war is what it's called. We have that punch, and we have this 1-2 punch coming from the Trump administration. Frankly, looking at worker shortages this summer, potentially. We're looking at these massive cuts to the Supplemental Nutritional and Food Assistance Program, or Emergency Food Assistance, SNAP, where farmers in Door County and in every county in Wisconsin where there are farmers would sell directly into places that were providing school lunches. Those programs are being gutted. Is this really kind of a perfect storm that Donald Trump has created for farmers?
So we have the possibility you mentioned of lower prices because we can't sell as much of our product outside of the U.S. We have the, and actually through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Programs, we actually sell a fair amount of dairy products through those kinds of food nutrition programs, including the school lunch and school breakfast programs, focused primarily on, you know, school-age kids. And then we have the possibility of increased costs for equipment and some other inputs. And then we also have the possibility of both labor shortage and higher wage costs related to immigration policy. So if you kind of put that together, the package is not a sort of a rosy picture. In any situation that you can think of, we may have lower prices, we may have higher input costs. Those are things that have a direct impact on the margins for dairy farmers and other farmers in the state. And actually, we could say the same thing related to higher input costs and lower market prices for dairy processors, the folks who make cheese and put it in the packages and take it to the grocery store or take it to your local pizza restaurant. So the combination of these things is not working favorably. And I guess one of the things that I kind of like to point out to people is that the policies that we have in place are really more kind of collateral damage when we think about what's going on with agriculture. They're not designed to address problems in agriculture really specifically. They're not designed to help policies in agriculture. They're designed to affect kind of these bigger macro and global politics type power type issues. And so agriculture is not kind of in the driver's seat when it comes to thinking about how they're going to be affected by the various policies that are being discussed right now. Tariffs have been the most visible one. Labor tends to be a little bit harder thing to get a handle on, but to help put it in perspective, labor is often about a third, 25% to a third of the cost of milk production on a dairy farm in Wisconsin and in other places, and that is particularly true for the larger farms where a lot of that labor is hired, and a lot of that labor is immigrant labor. And so the uncertainty that surrounds that, it gets a lot less press maybe, Folks that I've talked to in the industry from various organizations tend to view the labor issue actually as kind of a more potentially important challenge that they're going to face here going forward, in part because it's really highly uncertain exactly what's happening right at the moment. But you can imagine also the uncertainty about, am I going to be taken off the farm, involuntarily?
Yes.
Maybe I do it voluntarily myself before that happens, right? So the uncertainty that's associated with the decision-making for labor on the farms is also pretty important here.
It's, Chuck, I recently traveled to Toronto. They have a big agricultural industry outside of Toronto, lots of wine, Boy, do they treat their immigrant labor that is essential to their local economy and their agricultural economy differently there. It was shocking. People actually really, really, really want to stay and work. Anyways, we could do so much on this. Chuck, I hope you'll come back, and maybe the next time we talk, we'll do sort of a much more macro, big picture look at how the agricultural economy works, because I think there are a lot of misunderstandings for regular folks, including subsidies and pricing, and how does all of this come together. But thank you for your time this afternoon, sir, making us all a little smarter. That's Dr. Chuck Nicholson, professor of agricultural economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's with the UWM-Madison, that is, Dairy Innovation Hub. Chuck, thank you, sir.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here with you. Thanks a lot.
Folks, when we come back, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and a woman who sits on the Stoughton School Board, for today's installment of Broad Appeal. Women, yes, have broad appeal and always make it better, especially as candidates and elected officials. Keep it locked. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.